Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Previously on the stories of the Greyhound Free Company!
As it slams into the wall of debris, you see, just by the hairs of his chinny chin chin, Love is Blind leaps out in from in between, hits the ground, rolls, and stands up.
Oh, so this is more for the like invading force. These are not part
it
of...
It looks heavily like it could have been part of an invasion.
What's going on. So I thought it was initially built by the people who made this area, but it's not. I guess it was what the invading forces were using. So they came from above.
Well, they don't look necessarily operable, but several of the elevators look are still here and intact. The baluster sits on a swivel, so it can like be turned left and right.
Possum?
Yeah?
I found the barista.
Oh!
When you start talking Big T, it turns as far as it can to look at you.
Oh.
It can't turn the entire way, so the wooden legs begin to move and it starts turning around. Let's go to initiative.
What? Oof.
You got to put the shape back on so it thinks it's nighttime again.
It's not a bad idea.
As soon as it's covered, it stops moving.
Yeah.
We're out of initiative.
Oh, phew.
All right, well, that was something. Let's just leave that
it,
there.
Leave it.
Might prove useful if something comes down.
Maybe it would be worth investigating, sending someone up and then investigating the kobolds to see what they're doing. So, who are you sending up? Is it just the tabaxi?
Well, what's the plan here? We could send up just you there, love, or would you want company?
Do you want a friend? I come. I think I can probably pull it and ride on it too. I assume I'm very strong, yes?
Yes. Well, I mean, if things go a bit wary, it might be smart to have someone there to help.
I would certainly appreciate the backup, yes.
Well, Big T, how are you with heights?
Oh, no. Big T is great with heights. Remember, they have the opposite, where if something's above them, they get really stressed.
That's true.
I'm used to being up very high. That's why they keep offering to go up, because they'll know they'll feel a bit sick if... Love is Blind is above their eye level.
That's fair. Yeah, we'll usually head on up.
I'll go.
I'm
scared
down here
of not heights.
Tunnels, no thank
I'm
you.
I'm scared of lows.
Yeah. Tunnels, I feel, would be just too frightening for you.
Oh, God. It's bad enough being in a dungeon, but...
Lower?
The dungeon not great, but at least we're all on the same level. But
exactly.
I'm obviously taller.
Yes. I mean, you are all about attics. Basements, no thank you.
Oh, no. That's why the safest place is a tree. My house is a tree house.
So you and Love is Blind begin winching yourselves up slowly.
Yeah.
You're about halfway up, so about 100 feet up, actually you're busy winching. Love is Blind says it. He's looking up. He's been looking up this entire time, but he has fur, so you can't see the color drain from his face. But you see the metaphorical color drain from his face. Love is Blind puts a hand on your back, Big T, and says, Oh dear. You, from the top, look up, following Lover's Blind's eyeline, and you can see several kobolds sticking their heads out from above. Then, leaping off the side, six kobolds begin to fall off the side of the hole down towards you. They're coming at a tremendous speed, and at first you're like, why are they about to kill themselves? And then all of them sprout, not sprout, but had always wings. The wings unfurl, come to their full speed, and then the kobolds begin flying around. Let's go to initiative.
Ew.
Slash at the wings. Then make them kill themselves.
Man, you're not wrong.
Make them kill themselves. That would be just killing someone.
Yes.
Big T, you're probably just going to be operating with Love is Blind, but Global, who would you like to pick to operate with?
I'll go with Yeola.
Yeola? All right. Yeola has a new set of skills. You haven't really been paying attention, but Yeola is now wearing a holy symbol of Ficlim and is no longer, they were previously, I often describe them as a diabolist or a devil worshiper. They were a warlock, but Yeola is now a cleric of Ficlim.
Oh, that seems makes sense, I guess. New? That checks out.
So, which is very funny because this is, Yeola would have done so much better as a warlock.
Oh, well done.
Well done to me.
Yeah, to Yeola finding, I guess, faith in such a trying time.
It's the kobolds' turns first. So, of the six kobolds, one attacks one of your ropes and the other attacks the other rope.
Oh, it's a game of who can make themselves kill themselves first, I see.
That's a hit.
I see you've played kill yourself before.
They do, what's that? 6 point, no, oh no. All right, one of the ropes, it's like, you know in the movies when a rope is hanging on but a single thread?
Yep.
That's what's happening to this one.
God, my life is a movie.
And then a kobold attacks the other one and misses. Then that leaves four kobolds. Two attack. Oh, sorry. I should say you get a reaction and they're flying past you, so you can attack them as they fly past.
I would like to slash at the wing flap.
Of the just the first kobold that appears?
Yep. First kobold that appears, I just want to slash the wing flap.
You do so. Striking the wing flap. Doing 16 points of damage.
But do they fall?
You neatly sever off one of the kobold's wings. That kobold spins and falls downwards until no one really sees it because it's actually too far away for even the people on the ground to see it because they come at like a strange angle. So it's like an arc downwards, not a straight fall. Mm-hmm. But they hit somewhere in the ground, probably dead. And yeah, then two attack you just flying past. That's going to be, oh, no, wait, they don't swipe at you with daggers. Sorry, they fly overhead and drop rocks onto you. Both hit.
What silly bullshit is this?
You take 5 points of damage. No, like 6 points of damage, then 5 points of damage for 11 total.
Feels like an air raid.
Then two drop rocks on Love is Blind. That's a critical miss. Off target, you deal half damage on your next two attacks. The other attack was a miss. No, not you. The kobolds, you dang fool.
It was a big gap.
It was a big gap, but there was nothing in between. What, do you think I started talking about something else?
Object permanence, Adam. It's a problem.
Big T, it's your turn.
I would like to poke a hole in another set of wing, please.
None of them are close enough.
Oh, yeah, because they're scared. Because they're scared little babies who are scared of getting killed themselves. Okay, maybe we should head down.
Yeah, it's probably for the best.
All right, you're going to start winching yourself down?
Yeah, comedically fast, please.
All right, so I'm going to allow you to do it at double speed. So you move at 15 feet a round. Mm-hmm. I will allow you to do 30 feet a round, but there is a chance that you will accidentally lose control and fall. I'll roll to determine how far you'll fall. Which means, actually, there is a chance that you will actually just get really close to the ground, but then be fine.
Mm.
But there's also a chance that you will fall a great distance.
Mm.
Now, if I'm just going to go off of tree stump's mental state at the moment. They haven't failed yet. So, and the tabaxi is a cat.
Always land on their feet.
Always land on their feet. Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Let's power down.
Okay. So you immediately fail, which means that you move 30 feet.
Yeah.
So you're 70 feet from the ground now.
Yep.
And I'm going to roll 2d6 to determine 2d6 times 10 to determine how many extra feet you fall.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get 7, which is actually statistically the most likely number, you will just hit the ground.
Okay.
You got 6.
Well,
you lose control. You grab onto the rope. It burns your hands, but you manage to stop 10 feet from the ground.
Oh, that was fast. I did a good job.
Well done,
You can just jump out now.
You know what? I assume
Chantel's
she did
turn.
That. I assume she did that. That was incredible. I'm like, wow, that's impressive.
It's Chantel's turn. Chantel fires her crossbow, strikes one of the kobolds, and deals... Yeah, another kobold goes down, shot in the head. And then it kind of just glides down until it hits the ground. And Global plus Yeola.
Right. How far are the are they?
They're about 120 feet up.
Yeah, 120 feet up. I can't really do much here. Yeah, I will... I'll cure some wounds on our good friend Tree Stump.
You can't reach Tree Stump.
Yeah.
Tree Stump's 10 feet up still.
Oh, right. Yeah. I'll aid somebody. I'll help. I'll use my turn to help Chantel when they need to do something. And I'll get... they all seem to be converging on Tree Stump?
Well, they're kind of just flying around in circles. Mm-hmm. Imagine vultures circling a carcass. Yeah,
We'll get Eola to cast Shield of Faith on Tree Stump.
A shimmering field appears around you, Big T.
That's a bonus action because it's Claire, because they've got a lot of stuff going on.
I think she has an ability now where she heals anytime she casts a spell on someone.
Oh.
No, whenever you use, a spell that heals already.
Yeah, right.
She just does extra healing.
Oh, well, she's really bad. We'll get crossbow. We'll crossbow one of the kobolds, and I'll get Glubble to have helped Yeola instead of Chantel.
Unfortunately, Yeola misses.
I can hold my action then. I'll get Glubble to hold their action until after the kobolds.
Then it is the kobold's turn. One of them slashes at the rope again. Yeah. Twang! One of the ropes completely snaps, and you, Big T, and Love is Blind are both chaotically thrown around as the elevator starts swaying. Both of you are going to need to make a dexterity saving throw. You pass with flying colors, sorry.
Oh. Is making a dexterity throw at this point kind of like when an elevator starts falling so you jump before it hits the ground?
Not really, because the elevator hasn't hit the ground yet. Both of you get a 20, so both of you are just clinging on to this elevator. And then one of them drops a rock on you. Misses. Another one drops a rock. That's two of them now. Another one drops a rock on Chantel. It collides with her helmet, dinking it in. She takes 7 points of damage. And then finally, one of them drops on you, Big T.
Oh.
That is also going to miss.
Yeah.
And then, Big T, it's your turn.
I'd like to hop off of this ride.
All right. You can make an athletics check to climb down. You climb down.
Brilliant.
You're on the floor.
Are any of the kobolds close enough for me to slash at?
They're about 120 feet up.
Oh, can I help Love is Blind out?
Sure. I'll allow you to, as Love is Blind is climbing down, if he falls, you can catch him. You could just be ready to do that.
Yeah.
Well, Love is Blind climbs down. He didn't need a roll, I forgot. He climbs down and is out. Thank you, he says.
That's all right.
Chantel's turn. Chantel fires the light crossbow, misses. Glubble and Yeola, what would you like to do? Neil fires the crossbow again?
Yes. I said, fire a crossbow, and then...
She hits, downing another kobold.
Yeah, well, very, very good at that. The closest I've got is like a 60 foot. So
yeah, they're too far away from that. You could just kind of wait, I guess.
I'll try and look around. Is there any cover I can get? I'll hide. I'll take a dodge or a hide action.
You try to take cover so that the kobolds can't see you to attack you.
How close was the elephant ballista?
Not too far.
Yes. Okay, I'll keep that in the back of my mind.
The kobold scarper. They fly back up and away.
Oh, their wings are flap. They're not gliders.
No, they're not gliders. Yeah. They just fly. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that was,
Plug the hole.
Everybody, well.
It's a big hole.
How do we get
big
up?
Big plug. Get a big plug.
You haven't actually, you stopped checking when Big T found one that they were really certain of. So there could be more that work.
Well, I guess they, know we're here. Yeah. Do we, I guess, keep exploring? Try
they
and find
don't
a...
know we're here if they get away. If they don't get away.
How many flew away?
Three.
Well, there's three.
I think they're faster than we can climb. And
yeah, that's probably true.
How can we get up there? Big T, do you want to quickly...
I'll check more. Can I check more?
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Yeah, you keep checking and you find not an elevator, but a rope that looks sturdy. So if someone just rope climbed up.
A lover's blind?
I could try.
And then what?
Just check.
Can you get rid of all three of them?
Very quick. Maybe not that quick, though.
Yes.
I was more gung-ho before I realized how long it would take Big T to find another rope.
Yes.
It took you a little while to find this rope, so it's not... It's been maybe a couple of minutes. The flying kobolds are possibly gone.
They're gone.
So we could all scarper now, climb the rope, and try to then run away.
A rope is significantly harder to climb than just the elevator, but yes. We could, yes.
I can find another elevator.
And then I, it's going to be hard for Jester to Chantel with your armor.
Chantel rolls her shoulders and says, it's better than nothing.
Yes. Well, we want to find another elevator, or what are we doing here?
I'm already tugging to see if I can find another elevator.
All right, you keep tugging. And all right, so the votes go thus. Love is Blind says, well, I think perhaps in this case, caution would be the better part of valor. And I think we should hold off and just say that this is no longer an exit, at least until we exhaust other options. Chantel says, I think we can handle it. I think I might be the hardest, myself and Big T might be the hardest ones to get up. And if Big T can get up, she could at least assist me getting up. Everyone else might stand a fairer chance.
That's a fair point.
Yeola says, Yeola hasn't been speaking much, very uncharacteristically. Yeola finally pipes up and says, I would say that we would be better served if we kept searching here. I think, I feel deep within me a trust in this place.
Yes, I'm kind of inclined to agree with Yola there. Because at least now we know where they're coming from. Sure, some kobolds have wings, but not all.
And we can cut them off. We found that out.
Yes.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Jackson here to interrupt your show and tell you that you should be listening to Shut Up A Second, Sans Pants Radio's oldest and longest running podcast. It's got a simple premise. We pick a topic, anything from shoes to big bellies, and then we just try to be funny about it for 30 odd minutes. It's a blast. So search for Shut Up A Second wherever you find your podcasts.
Depending, we can kind of like stem the tide of kobolds that are coming down. And because their host was very large. We'll test all the other ropes there, Big T, and see what's there.
I keep going around and pulling on all the...
All right. Has a loose?
Nice.
It feels like that rope is the only one left. By the time you're done searching, and by the time you... So, Big T, you, as the only one who was testing, you feel fairly certain that this one rope is the only one that is safe. All the other ones are either just come out when you pull them, or when you tug on them, you feel a bit of give, and you don't feel like it's going to support a person.
Mm.
While you're doing this, the sun slowly passes across the sky, and slowly that beam of light begins tracking along the ground. You can see, maybe from plant life, you can see that this is obviously... Life finds a way, and there is like a track of plant life that exists just in the ray of this sun as it goes across every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then, as you look up, you imagine that you see kobold heads poking over the sides of the lip. You're never 100% sure until nearly before the sun sets, you hear a booming, echoing voice coming down at you.
I am Kobold One. Kobold One speaks for Big Bird. Big Bird consumes. Big Bird says you die. Come up now, big people, so that we may carve you for Bird.
Right, well, I guess they're working for that Big Bird thing. That seems true. And that's interesting.
I mean, they've really given the game away, haven't they?
Yes. Well,
I know what to do.
What?
No!
Yes!
Why?
Big Bird says you die.
Big Bird told me you need to die.
There's some obvious confusion in the response.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. I join in.
This is weird. Did you want to... Maybe we should call Big Bird here now to check?
Big Bird does not come when called. Someone who speaks for Big Bird would know this.
Big Bird...
There's a bunch of agreement from the kobolds.
Big Bird comes to speak to us all the time.
Yeah, we spoke to Big Bird just the other day.
When I said confusion, I mean like they believe that you think this, but they think you're wrong. So don't get your hopes up too much on this.
Okay, in that case, wait. Which Big Bird are you speaking to?
We speak of Biggest Bird.
Oh, that doesn't seem possible.
She who killed dragon.
Like lots of murmuring.
Oh, our big bird killed two dragons. It's different bird.
Your bird is inferior. If they killed two dragons, they were weak dragons.
Lots of murmuring of agreement.
No, adult, fully grown dragons.
Really big dragons.
Why am I rolling? They don't care.
No, well, hang on. Maybe the birds know each other. Maybe in the way we are cousins.
There's a lot of like, less like, the murmuring's like, prove it.
I'm like, yeah, birds together strong.
Don't reference movies to us. A rock falls.
Aww. Yeah, it I wasn't.
You. Don't
I
was, be rude.
I was referencing the motto of the Grey Hill Free Company. We established this in the first half of this campaign.
Birds together strong is the motto of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Adventures together strong.
Shut up. A rock nearly misses you.
How will you prove that you know also a big bird?
We prove now, but then if you don't prove, we're coming down.
That seems fair. Oh, no.
So the sun is completely set, and this is by moonlight. You hear something heavy, but light, something big, but still light enough to be blown by the wind, slowly waft down until it touches the ground. In just the moonlight, you see, do either of you have dark vision?
No, but I'll produce flame so we can see it.
All right. So by the light of your produced flame, you can see the feather of a bird. It is impossibly large. You, Big T, could use it as a blanket.
Who has ink? Oh, no, I've got a cartographer's net.
Yes, I just have
it.
All right. Are you intending on dyeing this feather? Because I'm letting you know you do not have enough ink.
What I intend to do is...
When I say you could use it as a blanket, what I mean is it is big enough to cover several king-size beds.
That's a giant feather. Okay.
So what I would like to do is take my ink and splatter it so the feather becomes spotted.
All right. You do so.
And then because it's in little spots, it should dry very, very quickly. It, definitely enough time is climbing up.
And how do we get it up there?
We'll have to climb it up. So as we get the feather, as we get the feather.
Look, Big T.
We'll have to climb it up
Big
there.
T. I love what you're doing. I do. It's because then we can be like, see, this is our big bird's feather. How do we show them that?
The rope.
I can't. Can you lift this?
It's a feather.
I guess theoretically, Cass is not wrong. It is a feather.
It is a feather, but, you know.
You can try to give it an experimental lift to see if you can.
You know, a ton of feathers is still a ton.
Okay, I'll give it an experimental lift.
Tree stump, you can barely lift it up. Despite how it floated down here, this feather is actually extremely heavy.
Okay, well, as this is all happening, I want to yell up, oh, I think our birds are friends or sisters or something, because our feathers are similar but super different. I don't know how to send our feather up. I'll try tying it to this rope. Can you pull? And I'll tie it to the strong rope.
All right. You tie. We will pull.
Okay. Give me one moment.
To maybe the other group members, like, we are just sending up the only...
Chantal shrugs and says, we're not getting out of here through that hole anyway.
That's
why not?
That's a good point. Well, should we just... What's the move here? Should we just go deeper in, or what are we going to do?
Well, yes, I think we're going to have to explore around here. Mm. I can't think of any other way out. I would rather fight my way through the door than from climbing up.
Yeah, that seems really bad. Yes,
so that's the worst way to fight our way out of
here. They're hoiking the feather up.
You tie it. Yeah, oh, you tie it. Yep.
It's ready. I give a little tug.
It almost immediately snaps. The rope is not strong enough to bring this feather up.
Oh, no, the rope broke. Sorry, these feathers are so heavy. Oh, it's so hard to lug them.
We only see one feather.
Yeah, well, we're only sending one up.
Why did you send our feather up?
No, this is different. This is a spotted feather from our bird.
We saw our feather fall.
Oh, yeah. It caught fire when it hit
tried
the flame.
To look at it.
Sorry.
We're watching you. What are you talking about?
Wait, they can see us?
They can see
they
you.
They can see us?
What?
Oh, this changes so much, Adam.
Well, I definitely wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I thought it was super high.
Well, you
up.
Might not have known, I guess. It's very high up, but they are saying they. You have discovered now that they can see you.
Shall we? Which way?
He did also light a little ball of fire, which probably helped.
Okay, well, what are we doing here? I unlight the fire. So I suppose we should, we have undead. We've got that balliste. I say, who's the fastest here?
Who's the fastest? That'd be Lovers Blind by a country mile.
Well, if we want to, like, leg it to say further, we haven't explored because you don't know what's down there. We have the undead up that way. We leg it down that way. Lovers Blind, you maybe stay a little bit behind us and remember that little elephant on leg thing?
Yes.
Uncover it and then run towards us.
Okay.
Make sure that you're not in its line of fire.
Pull the canvas on from the back.
Yes. That way, if any of them come down.
Does anyone remember which side was the back?
Yes.
Very certain on that?
Well, do we, Adam?
Well, yeah, because it has.
It's not a hard check, but it's just one that you want to get right, you know?
It has an elephant's head.
Well, all right. No, all right. So, like I said, it's not a hard check, but. You do want to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Glovel, you're pretty certain you remember you were there when it got covered.
Yeah,
you remember where it was.
This was the front. Yeah, so we want to go from behind.
What are you doing while this is all being set up, Big T?
Well, I was trying to send a feather up in some sort of beautiful act of espionage, but I guess it's chilling back and trying to. I want to help someone else, you know.
What are you doing? Just let me know where Big T, even if they're awkwardly standing doing nothing, where would they be?
Oh, next to the rope.
Next to the rope? All right.
Next to the now broken rope.
Damn it. Big T, you see, Global is very certain where the front of it is, but he's very wrong.
I thought we were running before we opened it.
Yes, but we haven't done
it. In all the panic, Global has quite clearly forgotten which side of it he was on. He is going to have Lovers Blind is going to be looking down the barrel of this thing when he pulls it off.
Oh, it's fine. If you're too close, it won't hit you.
Do you say what you say?
So do you say anything?
Do you say anything?
Oh, yeah. If I see that it's wrong.
It's just not what you implied. That's all.
Yeah. That was a...
You were like...
Let us go back. That's.
I was like, you're looking down the barrel and you're like, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying that they got it wrong and it's been uncovered.
Oh no, this is the plan.
Oh. No. See, the head's over here.
He's facing that. Oh, so sorry.
Yes. It's not right.
I apologize.
Remember how I nearly died there a few times?
Oh yeah, I can. Yes. Sorry, love. Oh right. I have a look at the wall. Maybe
you're pretty certain that you're right.
Have a look. Where was the
That was the one who nearly died.
Like the fire hit the back wall. Can we see that?
Fuck you. It was a double bluff. You're very clever. I'm gonna let this work. It was a double bluff. You were correct. You rolled a one. Big T.
Oh.
Yeah, you see, because you look at the fire. See where the fire is on the walls?
Oh, it's a little outline of me.
Yeah, that would be weird. It's fired from the front.
Yeah, using the big scorch marks from before, you're able to determine which way is the front. Glovel was correct.
I was double bluffing
you.
I'm all turned around.
Yeah, look, understandable. You've got ink all over your fingers. Things are.
Yeah, I made a lot of plans today.
Can I get a number between 1 and 31?
Let's go with 18.
18? For your sins, the sin of not letting me hit one of you with this fucking thing. Quick siesta, gain the benefit of a long rest on a short rest.
Hey!
I think this is the third time you've had that one, or maybe I'm wrong. Might only be the second.
I think it's just because, I don't know about you, Cass, but I know I have favorite numbers. Usually six is a good number for me that I always go with, and 18 is my birthday. So I go with that. So that's what I tend to go with. So, oopsums.
Do you mind just bringing out, just to make it a bit easier?
Can I help you?
Fucking what, Cass?
You're right there.
What?
I'm so sorry.
It's embarrassing when one's brain shits themselves live on air.
The pig shit itself.
Right. We'll do that. And shall we run now, or do you want to keep distracting them, Big T, and we'll leg it? What's the best way? Here?
I think they know. I didn't realize they could see us.
Do we have anything? Do you have anything like in our backpack that you can be like, see, these are the feathers of the children of anything? Inkwell.
I just feel like they might know what an inkquill is. Oh, the The feather's very heavy. Can we send up a different, smaller, but still from the same giant bird feather?
It's children. It's children.
Oh, yeah, we're all godparents. Can we send the feathers from the children up?
All right, then.
Can I try and just slice? Oh, no, they can see us.
Are the planes
off?
Can you
just move away from the hole?
That's where they... Yeah, we'll be right back. We'll go get you some of those the baby feathers. Don't you worry.
Okay, so we're going to cut the quill in. We're going to cut the big feather in half and trim so they look like two little feathers.
Can I ask? I'm sorry to bother. What is our current plan?
All right, yes.
Trick them.
So you're going to do that. Send that as in.
Why
like,
are we say, tricking them?
Well, give us a bit of time, right? So Big T.
We kind of have a bit of time now, don't we?
You're 100%. Oh. Oh. Yes, yes, you do, yes.
Can we just walk away?
Yes. Okay, well, why don't, say what? Is the ground, like, full of tracks? Can they track us where we're going?
I'm good at helping.
There's enough debris and whatnot here that someone could potentially track you if they wanted to.
Because we could make it look like we're heading towards where the undead are. Right? Mm. Then we just leg it to the other end.
Mm-hmm.
And while we're doing that, you know your task, love, of uncovering the ballista.
It's very confusing when you call me love.
Sorry.
I keep forgetting.
Sorry, love is blind. My apologies. So, we'll make it look like we're heading towards the armory. Uncover the ballista, that's your, and we'll be down that way. Sounds good?
Chicken, I love it.
Yeah. All right, so who's setting up the path to look like it heads towards the zombies?
I can do that. I have been very good at it previously.
No,
as far as you're aware, they have.
Yep.
That's true. true, but what if we need someone down that end to protect the group?
Oh, no, I'm good at that as well.
Yes. So I think you, Chantal, and Yeola should probably head down to the hill. I'll do the tracking, and then I will leg it to meet you down there as well.
Okay.
All right. You do a pretty good job making it look like you headed towards where the zombies are. Then you go down the other path. Mm-hmm. You pass by Big T and Chantal, and I assume, like, give, I don't know, like a thumbs up to Love
Wet
is Blind.
Wet thumbs up.
Ugh. All right, Love is Blind casts Longstrider, I think he has, on himself, or Expeditious Retreat.
Yeah. Also, can I ask, while we're doing this, bit of a heal to Big T here as well.
Thank Big you. T, you recover 9 hit points.
Yeah.
And then he can move, what's that? Fuck, he can move 120 feet this round. He uncovers... All right, it takes him a couple of goes. He uncovers the ballista and then sprints back towards you guys as it tries to unlumber itself and turn itself around.
Okay, and we'll head down the big hole. I mean, there's the big hole on the other way.
All right, you leave it in the dust.
Excellent.
Wait, the big hole? So deeper down,
deeper
or back
down.
The way you came?
No, deeper down.
Oh, okay, sorry, that's fine. I just didn't realize you were going in that direction instead. All right, so you begin heading deeper down.
What dangers lurk deeper down in this long-forgotten dungeon? Find out next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company. Dickhead, are you thirsty for more SansPants? Let us shoot our long hot ropes of content right into your gaping earholes. Head to SansPantsRadio.com to check out all 26 of our public podcasts and become a member of SansPants Plus to check out 20 more bonus shows and bonus feeds. That's SansPantsRadio.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics, all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.